Hello, my name is Nikki Nelson Hicks, and I am a writer of weird fiction. I write science fiction, pulp, mystery, steampunk, pretty much whatever you need. If it has a monster and a murder in it, I'm your gal. All of my stuff is available on Amazon and Kindle, paperback, as well as audio, so take a look for it. I've been asked to answer a few questions, so here we go. The first question, why do I write? I was a lonely, anxious kid, so reading became a defensive reflex. So basically, I just want to return the favor. I write stories that entertain, that give the reader some kind of escape, you know, while they're on the bus going to or from their crappy job, or just sitting in a doctor's office waiting room, or, you know, sometimes just on the toilet. I write for people to have something to do while they're passing time. I'm not looking for fame or fortune. I just really want to write a good story that might help somebody out there and feel not so alone. So I remember that's what it did for me as a kid. It gave me friends when I didn't have any friends, and it kind of buffered me from a very chaotic world. Also, in fiction, things make sense, you know? They have to make sense. There's like rules. You don't have that in real life. Nothing really has to make sense here, does it? What am I currently working on? I'm writing a story called Crown of Feathers. In Appalachian folklore, there is something called a crown of feathers, which basically looks like a big ball of goose down. And according to the folklore, if you're fated to die, say you're sick, and you're fated to die, they can find these ball of feathers, this crown of feathers, underneath your pillow. In this story, basically in a nutshell, a little boy named Eli tries to save his mother, who, by stealing the crown of feathers from underneath her pillow, he figures out that if death can't find her, well, then she won't die. Eli then soon learns that there are worse things that can happen to a loved one other than death. It's basically a story about grieving and the importance of letting go. What keeps me writing when it seems nothing is going right and the going gets tough? Okay, I often compare writing to shooting up heroin. And I've never done drugs, I don't do drugs, never done drugs, but I've often thought that the high one gets when you're really in that vein must be what it's like when you get that needle and it hits the vein, it shoots in the right vein, and poof, it's just like magic. I mean, when you're in the vein, in the zone, and the words are just flowing out of you, and the story is just coming, that's the magic. It's like you're suddenly a part of something bigger. That's magic. However, sometimes you can't find that vein. And sometimes it's like just sticking a needle, a very dull needle, over and over and over into your skin until you do find that vein. And sometimes you never find the vein. All you have is a bunch of holes in your arm, and it's extremely painful and frustrating, and can just make you want to give up the whole thing. Now, what I've found to help me when I'm in those situations and say I can't find the vein, the best thing I found is simply talking to other people, talking it out, getting the words out of my head, talking to writer friends who understand the struggle and who can help me try to find the right story, talking to readers who love the written word as much as I do, someone who can help me figure out where the knot is so that I can untangle it. Sometimes just talking about the problems, talking about the story, can help me find out where the spine of the story is broken. And once you find it, you can fix it. And then you can move on. What would you tell an aspiring writer to focus on that would best help them develop their craft? This is what's helped me. And I think it helps all writers, because writing is essentially a very, very lonely craft. You're inside your head most of the time. Most of my best friends are, quite frankly, imaginary. And that's just the way this business is. So I always suggest to find a critique group, a group of friends, of weirdos, outcasts, you know, writers, people just like you who get it, who understand the magic of story, who can listen to you talk about plotting, world building, talk about your characters, understand the importance of naming, and who won't just kind of like roll their eyes or go like, oh, this again. You need that support. Find those people. They're out there. Find them. Trust me on this. The topic that I've chosen is using criticism to your benefit instead of letting it get you down. So listen up. I'm going to lay down some really hard truths about the writing life, things that I've learned, and maybe it can help you, okay? Here's a bon mot that's always helped me, okay? Do not push your babies out of the nest until you are ready to see them fall face first into the dirt and feel no pain. Okay, now let me explain. There's a famous quote by Edna St. Vincent Millay. A person who publishes a book willfully appears before the populace with his pants down. There are those who are going to laugh at your spotty undies. Those people are called critics. And if they do, what should you do? My advice as someone whose panties have been pulled down more than once is this. It's a 3-step program, okay? Listen, evaluate, and move on. Let me break it down. Number 1, listen. Listen to what the critic is saying, no matter how much it hurts. Actually, especially if it hurts, because that means those words have touched on something true. Always listen to that sort of pain. Number 2, evaluate. Is the critique true? Is this helpful? Can I use this to my advantage in the future? And if so, learn from it. Or is this criticism false? Critics are not infallible. If the words you are hearing, the criticism, doesn't ring true to you, then ignore it. Just ignore it. And here's the most important part. Move on. Criticism can be like a sharp knife. You have to decide whether or not it will cut your heart out, or decide to let it teach you, show you the parts of your work that needed cutting away. I'm not saying it's easy. No. I've had criticisms that sent me into deep, dark spirals for days that bled into weeks, and it was just stupid, stupid missing time. But why did the knife cut me so deeply? Because I was still too attached. My ego was still too enveloped in the story. I had not let go of the story yet. And that's what I mean by not pushing your babies out of the nest until you are ready to let them go and fly on their own. Looking back, they were right. The story wasn't ready. It needed more time, more work, more polishing. And once I finally pulled myself together, I rewrote the story, and it was better. Because I listened, okay? So, again, listen, evaluate, and most importantly, move on. Dust yourself off and write your next story. Good luck, kiddies. See you on the bookshelves.